بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن النذر سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. By now we have understood that it is extremely important for a person to make himself, make his heart spiritually strong through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the tilawah of the Quran, and so forth. Now, we must also understand that there are some things which are very detrimental to our spirituality. It is just like if you want to warm this room up, then you turn the heating on. And when you turn the heating on, then slowly but surely the room will warm up. But at the same time, if you leave a door open, or if you leave a window open, then although the heating is turned on, still the room will not warm up. It may warm up a little bit, but the effect will be diluted. The heating is very strong, but still the room is struggling to warm up. In the same way, we do many amal that fill our heart with spirituality, fill our heart with nur. But at the same time, there are some things which you can say they are windows that allow spirituality to escape very quickly. And if we don't close them, then our efforts to increase our spirituality will not yield the results that it should. And one of these is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general. But in amongst the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some forms in particular which are extremely detrimental to one's spirituality. It's like having the door flung wide open. And one of them is mentioned in this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that indeed, the evil glance, the impermissible glance, is an arrow from one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. If you have an arrow and it strikes its target, then it causes harm. It can kill as well. But an arrow which strikes its target, depending on where it hits the target, it may kill or it may not kill. It may cause a small wound. It may cause a large wound. And if it hits somewhere vital, it may kill. But if you have an arrow which has been dipped in poison, then it only needs to graze the person for the poison to enter his body, and then the poison will slowly but surely destroy him. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the evil glance is an arrow, but it is not an ordinary arrow, it is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. Meaning it is one of those arrows which shaitan knows that this amal is something which it is very easy to destroy a person's spirituality through. That is why some great ulama of the past have said that when shaitan loses all other avenues to target a person, he tries to make a person miss a salah, he fails. He tries to make a person fall into that sin, he fails. Then this is shaitan's final and most effective tool in the locket. That he makes a person, he involves a person in the sin of the misuse of the eyes, in taking impermissible pleasure from the other gender. So this is something which we all know it is easier said than done in the mahol and in the culture we live in. But if a person wants to truly benefit spiritually and wants to progress spiritually, then he must control this. He must make an effort to stop himself. And inshallah, in the next few days, we will mention some ahadith which will aid a person on how to do so. But the first thing that happens is that a person must have resolve. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, some of his muridin would write to him regarding this. So he would say that the most important thing is resolve. And then he would say that when it comes to this resolve, then for the first few days, for the first few weeks, it will feel impossible. It will feel like, no, this is too hard. But then after that, it gets easier. And the likes of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that if a person gets this sin under control, then you can say he is on the ladder to the wilaya and the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, it is a blessed time. It is a very easy time to make intentions and start practicing upon those intentions. So let us make sure that this window which destroys so much of our spirituality, we close it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmate hai ke yaqinan uri nazar wo shaitan ke teeron mein se
ایک ایسا تیر ہے یعنی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس حدیث میں ہمیں متوجہ کر رہے ہیں کہ شیطان کے ہتھیاروں میں سے ایک بہت بڑا ہتھیار ہے آدمی کو بد نظری میں مبتلا کرنا. اور گزشتہ چند احادیث میں ہم سمجھ چکے ہیں کہ اپنے دل کو ذکر وغیرہ سے نورانیت سے بھرنا بہت اہم کام ہے, روحانیت سے بھرنا, اس کی وجہ سے آدمی کی آہستہ آہستہ ترقی ہوتی ہے. اب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمیں متوجہ فرما رہے ہیں کہ ایک ایسی چیز ہے جو آدمی کو ترقی نہیں کرنے دیتی ہے, جس کی وجہ سے آدمی کے دل میں جو کچھ روحانیت ہے وہ نکل جاتا ہے, وہ ہے آنکھوں کا گناہ. اب ظاہر ہے کہ ہمارے معاشرے میں کوئی نہیں کہتا ہے کہ آسان ہے, لیکن ساتھ ساتھ یہ بھی ہے کہ اگر آدمی محنت کرتا ہے اور وہ ایک مرتبہ وہ کنٹرول میں آ جاتے ہیں تو پھر آسان ہوتا چلا جاتا ہے. اور بزرگان دین جیسے کہ مختار صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ ہمارے زمانے میں ایک ایسا گناہ ہے کہ آدمی اگر اس سے بچ جاتا ہے تو وہ اللہ کی ولایت کی طرف بہت جلدی پہنچ جاتا ہے. تو ہمیں اس سے بچنے کی کوشش کرنی چاہیے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہم سب کو اس کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. آمین. وآخر دعوانا.